Hello students. The purpose of the second podcast is to provide you with some important examination tips for the upcoming exam. Tutorial Letter 102, which has the exam guidelines, solution to assignment 1, and Tutorial Letter 202, which has the solutions to assignment 2, as well as a previous examination paper with the solution, is available on my ENISA. Some important examination guidelines we would like to share with you. 1. Please make sure you are writing the correct exam paper, that is FSC 1502, as there have been some instances where students have written the incorrect paper. The examination paper will be 2 hours and will consist of 100 marks. There will be no theory questions, therefore study unit 1 of the study guide is not important for exam purposes. There are no multiple choice questions. There will be 4 practical type questions. It is important to note that the accounting equation and T-accounts, general ledger accounting formula, forms the fundamental basics of accounting, and this is crucial to passing this module. It is important to note that questions can be asked in different ways, and you should know how to answer the questions when it's asked in one of these ways. When answering a question that requires you to post a journal or a general ledger account, it will be perfectly acceptable for you to write the correct headings for the journals and post to the relevant columns. We don't expect you to draw perfect columns. Have the headings is sufficient. Just make sure you post correctly. The same applies to a general ledger account. If you draw a T account, as on page 17 of your study guide, indicating the debit and credit side, and showing us your entries, this is also acceptable. Please note, this does not mean that you have to draw formats and headings as marks are allocated for your entries being in the correct columns in the journals and on the correct side of the general ledger account and not for layout. Start each question on a new page, and you can answer any question that you are most comfortable with first. This means that you don't answer one first, just remember to label your questions correctly. Please do not write in pencil or any other color except black, and make sure you have enough black pens with you. The topics that will be covered for the exam. The topics will be Study Unit 2, the financial position, Study Unit 3, the financial performance, Study Unit 4, the double entry system and the accounting process. Study Unit 5, processing accounting data. Study Unit 6, adjustments. Study Unit 7, the closing off procedure, determining profits of an entity and preparing financial statements. Study Unit 8, cash and cash equivalents. Study Unit 9, trade and other receivables. Study Unit 10, inventory. Study Unit 11, Property, Plant and Equipment, and Study Unit 12, Other Non-Current Assets. Also included is Study Unit 13, Current Liabilities, Study Unit 14, Non-Current Liabilities, Study Unit 15, Financial Statements of a Sole Proprietorship, Study Unit 16, Non-Profit Entities, and lastly, Study Unit 17, Incomplete Records. I repeat, right from Study Unit 2 straight through to Study Unit 17 will be covered in the final exam.